7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. It's Crystal Willingham, and this is another episode of Power, Triumph, and Influence on the GLAM Network Radio. GLAM is an acronym for God loves all of me, and I love all of you, too. Hey, let's get this party started. We'll be right back in a few seconds. That's right. It's time to have an epiphany. Thanks for joining me again. This is Crystal Willingham with another episode of Power, Triumph, and Influence brought to you by the GLAM Network Radio. GLAM is an acronym again. God loves all of me. It's August 25th, y'all. It's 7:02, and I got something to talk to you about real quick. I know that this morning when I got up, I woke up to a flood of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram notifications because it was said that our friend Creflo Dollar was endorsing Donald Trump. When I first saw it, I was like, nah, are you kidding me? And, of course, I knew it was not true. I didn't even do the research. I just kind of knew. But just to put a disclaimer out there, whenever a word is released or a statement is released about somebody, always check the resources. If you go in and type in, if you Google what is this or that website, normally they will tell you it's a satirical website. Most of the satirical websites release things just on a whim because they feel like it. But Creflo Dollar released a statement today, and I quote, any reports stating that I have endorsed Donald Trump for president are, wait for it, at World Changers Church International, I nor the ministry endorse any political party or candidate, nor do we advise our members who to vote for. Any claims or statements claiming otherwise are false. This rumor originated on a satirical website and is 100% untrue, end of quote. So, thank you so much, Pastor Dollar, Bishop Dollar, Apostle Dollar, Dr. Dollar, for letting us know that you do not endorse Trump. And we kind of appreciate that. I'm not going to take this moment to have a political platform rant, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm with my girl, Charlene. Dump Trump. I'm not with it. All right, listen, I want to talk to you guys briefly today about something that I posted yesterday on my Facebook page. If you follow me on Facebook, you can, you can find me on facebook.com/ Crystal TV Talk Show. Actually, that is my Facebook URL. It's facebook.com/ Crystal TV Talk Show. And yeah, I'm not on TV yet, but I will be. Anyway, I shared yesterday, something that I thought needed to be shared. Yesterday morning, my godson called me. I was asleep when he called, but come to find out, a woman drove a car through his house. And from what I understand, the circumstance happened that mom had told the children to go do something out of the bedroom because they were all in the bed. In the bedroom where the car actually went into the house, and they got up to do something, and just seconds after they got up to go do what they needed to do, that's when her car ran into their house. And come to find out, she was no one was hurt. We're grateful that her life was spared, and so was everyone else. But she was distracted while driving. And it bothered me to hear that we still have this problem where people are not paying attention to the road. And so I want to talk to you about distracted driving. And I'm going to quote what I posted yesterday on Facebook. Distracted driving isn't just about texting. Other things can distract you and cause a major accident, no matter how experienced of a driver you think you are. In 2009, myself and four of my five children walked away from a tragic car accident. I did post a picture. I was the distracted driver. So I'm asking you all to stop doing live videos, stop texting, and doing other distracted behaviors and stay focused. Even if you are an experienced driver, others on the road may not be. Every life is worth the wait. It's not that important. So again, I want to stress the importance of distracted driving. And distracted driving is doing something else other than keeping your eyes on the road, even for a split second, which was only a split second that I took my eyes off of the road. And it probably was more than a split second, but it doesn't matter. Even when you're looking down at your radio and you want to flip the station at, you know, if you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic and you come to a standstill, fine. If you're at a red light, fine. Stop light, fine. Yield sign, fine. But as you're driving, especially on the freeway and highway, you should not be doing anything else but driving. So many people who are experienced drivers are no longer with us today because they were distracted while driving. So I'm asking you and pleading with you all to please be careful when you're driving. Texting and driving is illegal in the state of Georgia, but it should be illegal across the board. No one should be texting and driving. You shouldn't be doing those live video feeds and driving. Someone pointed out to me that, look, there's nobody on the road or whatever, but even with no one on the road, anything could happen. A bee could come to your car or, you know, the windows are down. Anything could happen, and you may become distracted for a split second, and that split second changed my whole entire life and the life of my family members. My daughter is no longer with us, so I want to make that point, stress it to you very, very importantly. If you can avoid it at all costs, and most of the times you can, 99.9% of the time, you can avoid it. Don't drive distracted, okay? Thank you so much for letting me take that platform of time. And look, go on my Facebook page, Crystal TV Talk Show, /afterfacebook.com, and go there, and you can see the pictures that I posted. I'm sorry, one picture that I posted as a result of that accident. And I wouldn't want anyone to go through the pain that I've gone through and that my children have gone through, and my daughter's father has gone through. That pain is unbearable. You just don't understand what it's like to be here today in God. There's all types of things that happen that are not something that we wish. It's called an accident for a reason. And we don't wish, we don't get in our cars and say, okay, I'm going to have an accident today. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. We don't do that. We don't put it in our minds to do something so tragic. So just as much caution as you would use writing your check and holding on to your wallet, use that same caution when you're driving your car. All right, so we're going to take a short station break. I'm going to come back with my very special guest tonight. And listen, we're going to have a little bit of a shift. Today we're going to talk about things that are very, very important, signs to look for, and things like that. We're going to talk about suicide prevention. And Nicole Watson is going to join us tonight, and she's going to talk about her organization, Not On My Watch, and she's going to talk about suicide prevention. So hang on. Call your neighbors and friends. Hey, girl, call your sister and everybody else. Let them know that we're on tonight. Glam Network Radio, Power, Triumph, and Influence. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Crystal Willingham inviting you personally to join me every Tuesday and Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio / Glam Network Radio. Every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Power, Triumph, and Influence. Brought to you by Glam International. Please join me again every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Glam Network Radio. Or you can dial in by phone, 646-668-8135. Or for more information, visit my website, thetotalwomanglam.com. This segment is brought to you by Shulamite Women Magazine, an online magazine for today's Christian women. Get real talk on the real issues at shulamitewomen.com.
That's right. Go by the page, Shulamitewomen.com. Go ahead and check out the website. My wonderful, wonderful friend, Dr. Belinda John, is the editor-in-chief at Shulamite Women Magazine. She'll be more than happy to answer your questions and whatnot. Go by the website and check them out. They are one of our very, very faithful sponsors. We appreciate all of the staff and everyone at Shulamite Women Magazine. We also have a quarterly conference, I believe. It's called Transform I Now. And she just did one about a month ago. I think it was about a month ago, almost a month ago. And it was very, very successful. So go by there and check her out and tell her I sent you. All right. Tonight's guest is a young lady who I've been watching on social media for a little while. And I've been meaning to get her on the air. And finally, when we got our next internet radio web series going on, we knew that she would be a great candidate. Her name is Nicole Watson, and she is the founder of Not On My Watch. And Not On My Watch is a suicide prevention, anti-bullying, and social advocacy organization. We are based, she says, out of Eastern North Carolina, but reach out globally. She's thinking of stopping by her website, which is N as in Nancy, O as in Orenthal, M as in ma'am, and W as in women. NOMW.org, which is short for Not On My Watch. Go by their website and get more information, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on the website. I really want her to explain Not On My Watch and how she started and everything. So welcome to the Glam Network Radio's Power, Triumph, and Influence, Nicole Watson. Nicole, are you here?
I am. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening. So nice to have you on the air tonight. Thank you for joining me. And also you have another website, I Speak Life, as well. You are a blogger and an author as well, so I want to make sure everyone knows that too. But I really want to hone in on Not On My Watch. Please share with us, Not On My Watch, how you got started in your personal story with suicide prevention.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm really honored to be on the show tonight. My name is Nicole, as you stated, and I am 31. I'll be 32 next month. So basically, I had a difficult life, and, to me, I thought it was difficult. And so I ended up attempting suicide over 22 times. I stopped counting after the 22nd time because I just got tired of writing notes and stuff. So I stopped counting after that. But the origin of my organization was definitely organic. It's not something that I set out to do. It's something that I found myself doing. So whenever I kind of got over being suicidal or got over it enough to really start to manage it and learn how to get help for, you know, what I was dealing with, people would reach out to me. I wrote a poem in 2013, August of 2013, I wrote a poem called My Suicide, and it talked about each of my suicide attempts and what I did and how I was feeling at that particular time. And as a result of that, all of these people, like, out of nowhere started coming to me and saying that they had dealt with the same things. And so I believe that everybody who does something has some type of a seal, you know, in the Bible. Paul was like, well, you know, I may not be an apostle to everybody, but I'm an apostle to you. You know, speaking to the people who speak to, you know, you're the seal of my apostleship. And so what happened, the short version is I was sitting at the house. This was before I wrote my poem, actually. But I was sitting at the house, and I was getting ready to do a conference call about suicide prevention. And so I went online, and I was researching, and I saw this girl who had recently died by suicide. And her friend had commented on the page, and she was like, I was suicidal that night, too, and I feel guilty because I lived and you didn't. And so God told me to reach out to the girl. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. First of all, she lived in Washington State, which is literally across the country, like literally on the
other
side.
Number
two, she was a teenager. Number three, she was Caucasian. Number four, that's just weird. You know, I'm just email, I mean, message on Facebook, a random person, you know. And I was like, well, no, God, I'm not doing that. So I went to sleep, and I kept coughing and coughing, and I couldn't sleep. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, fine. You want me to send a message? I'll send a message. And I got up, and I sent the girl the message. And she sent me a message back, and she was like, this is so weird because I wanted to kill myself tonight. And because it was night where I was, but it was still kind of like evening where she was because there's a three-hour time difference. And I was like, are you serious? And, you know, she was like, yeah. I'm like, this is crazy. And so a few months passed, and I reached out to her again. I had the same random inspiration from God, and I reached out to her again. And she was like, I'm really addicted to a certain drug, and she was telling me about how hard it was, and she was hearing voices and all this other kind of stuff. And I'm like, do these things? And she was like, yeah. And so I began to have, like, this innate supernatural ability to know when people are battling things and to really know, like, what to say to talk them off the ledge. So that kind of let me know that God wanted me to do this. So then I finally told my story, and then after that, like I said, the people, you know, started coming to me and da-da-da-da. And so eventually I was like, well, if I'm going to do this, I want to pour my life out doing this, and I want to be able to do this, you know, all the time. And so I started my organization, you know, after I had been doing it. People started calling me. You know, at first I had, like, this big ministry, and I was doing all this, you know, churchy stuff. But that just really wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still a preacher. I still go to church. I have an amazing church. Greater Love. Shout out to y'all in Rockville, North Carolina. But that wasn't really me. You know I had to plug my church, right?
Yes, ma'am. Plug it, honey. Yes.
Yes. My awesome pastor, Pastor Audrey, from Carter Hedges. Yes. But for real, that wasn't me. Like, I wasn't like, I wasn't like the, you know, get in the pulpit, tune up. That's just not me. That ain't what I do. And so I transitioned the ministry I had into my organization. And so, you know, I do workshops, I do conferences, I do public speaking, I do stuff like this. And then I do one-on-one, you know, talking to people. And I keep a record of everybody that calls me, you know, for record-keeping purposes. And I've talked to 829 people that I've documented. And everybody, as of last month when I checked, everybody was still alive. And so I know that this is something that God, you know, wants me to do. And it's really supernatural. You know, I didn't go to school for this. Life taught me how to do this. I took courses after the fact because, you know, we live in a society that wants to see some credentials. They don't know you. They don't know your story. They don't know, you know, they want to see that you took the time to get the knowledge to help you. But as far as, you know, the ability to do what I do, it's because God literally spared my life each time.
Well, you know, the Bible says that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And it is the blood that kept you and covered you. And the word of your testimony is a witness that people can move on even after suicide attempts. Now, you said 21, you attempted suicide 21 times?
Over 22.
That you documented or you know of?
Over 22.
How many
22.
Times was that again? Okay, over 22. So,
yeah.
So there was a constant battle with you, and so you understand the battle, the mental battle, the emotional battle, the spiritual, hello somebody, battle that we deal with in suicide. I also understand that you are involved in anti-bullying as well, and bullying does lead to suicide. I don't know if anybody knows that, but it does. Bullying also leads to murder, and as we just recently have dealt with a young lady, I see her face right now, but I can't remember her name. She was she succumbed to her injuries in a bathroom, being bullied by three young girls in school. And so bullying is also a part of this horrible process of suicide. Talk to us about bullies and how that plays a role in a person's journey to suicide.
Well, the crazy thing about bullying is that it's a sword with two very sharp edges, because on one hand, you have to deal with the fact that you are being mistreated by people. But then on the second, mm-hmm. the second part that a lot of people aren't willing to deal with is that you have to deal with the fact that there is something within you that is attracting these type of people. There's something within you that is, you know, coming forth and, you know, allowing people to feel like they can do this to you. And so you have two things mm-hmm. going on. And a lot of times where people who are, you know, doing anti-bullying, where they fail is that if I get you to stop being bullied by person A, but I don't deal with you and get you to understand how awesome you are, how amazing you are, that you do not have to be treated like that because you're an amazing person, you'll be happy mm-hmm. that person A isn't bullying you anymore. But then when person B comes along, you'll find yourself in the same exact situation. And so that mm-hmm. further reinforces whatever negativity you feel about yourself. It further reinforces mm-hmm. that in your mind. And so because it's reinforced in your mind, you continue to live that out every day. And so the reason that mm-hmm. a lot of people who are bullied actually end up dying by suicide is because they have a twofold war going on. They have the war mm-hmm. within, but then the war within is manifested to this outward struggle with other people. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times
wow.
they turn to being suicidal because they just want mm-hmm. the war to stop. And they don't understand that if you don't get both of these parts together, you're always going to find yourself in the same situation. I was bullied from the time I was in the fourth grade until the time I was in the 11th grade. And I'll mm-hmm. never forget what stopped me from being bullied was that a girl that I knew very well, actually related to my grandmother, and she had a whole crowd of people, and she was, you know, saying stuff about me and taunting me and saying negative stuff about me. And I'll never forget, something rose up in me. I guess it was the Holy Ghost. And she was booked. I mean, it was terrible. People were laughing. And you know how you have, like, the hype men who stand around and they want to mm-hmm. see what's going on and all of that. And so she's mm-hmm. talking. She's talking junk, and she's doing all her hand motions and jumping at me like she's really going to step to me. And what I believe was the Spirit of God said to me, mm-hmm. look at her, turn around, and walk away, because you're better than that. You don't have anything to mm-hmm. prove. You don't have to prove that you're bigger than her, badder than her. You don't have to prove that you can fight. You don't have to prove any of that. And I started rehearsing these thoughts over and over in my head as I'm standing there. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't have to stand here and let you talk just to me. I don't have to stand here and let you humiliate me. You're not that significant. You're not that important. You're not doing anything for me. You can't take anything away from me. You know what? I would just turn around and walk away. And I literally looked at her in confidence, and that was the difference. That was what I didn't have when the conversation started. And I turned around and I walked away. Everybody hollered, laughing, hollered. And my crazy behind, I thought everybody was laughing at me, so now I'm mad. I'm like, oh, my God. Everybody's laughing at me. And my friend that was with me, he was in bed with me, he was like, girl, they're not laughing at you. They're laughing at her. I was like, what are you saying? And I turned around, and everybody was laughing because how foolish do you look fussing and jumping at the air? Like, there's no one there. Who are you talking to, you know? But it was because mm-hmm. God, you know, awakened something within me that let me know, you don't have to tolerate stuff like that, you know? And that was the end of my bullying in school. And so I would just say
now,
that.
Now, Nicole,
it's very
talk to
important.
Us about, I'm sorry, talk to, now, after, one of the things I want to point out, too, and I want people to remember is bullies are, also have, are people that have problems as well. They're not always bullying others because they're better, but they also have problems internally as well. So this is a cycle that goes on and on and on. It's been going on since time began. There's always been a bully. But talk to us about the NBL Nation, and you are launching that in September. Tell us about NBL Nation and what that is about as well.
Okay, so the NBL Nation was actually inspired by Bobby Christina Brown. What happened was, not to disclose personal stuff about her, but I reached out to her because she was going through something. This was like when her mom was still alive. And every time I reached out to her, she would say nothing but love. And so, you know, she died off. It's not it. And so, yeah, as a way to honor her, I made my network, Nothing But Love Nation. So basically, my network launches on September the 1st, and it is an all-positive social media platform. So it's all positivity, cultivation, encouragement. There's no bullying, no sexual, you know, comments, no sexual videos, no negativity, no stereotypical images. You know, we're going to have a well-rounded representation of beauty, all shapes, all sizes, all races. We're going to spotlight and highlight different kids, like, every month, you know. We're going to have an achievement wall with kids to post their achievements, and we're all going to celebrate them. So, yeah, it's just going to be a positive place. So a lot of parents won't let their kids get on social media, and I get it because, you know, it's a lot that kids have to deal with. And so I wanted to provide something. In addition to mainstream media, social media, but also as an alternative for the parents who just don't feel comfortable. And we're going to have moderators. All of our moderators are going through, like, a background check and all of that to make sure they're, you know, good.
Awesome.
And each group of kids, like, it's one moderator for every 15 kids. So if anything happens to you, or if you, you know, have an issue or whatever, you can always go to that person and they'll, you know, do what I do.
What a blessing. Thank you so much, Nicole. That's really awesome. NBL Nation, if you wanted more information on the NBL Nation, you can go to her website, nomw.org, and there'll be more information on the NBL Nation tab. I'd also want to invite you to also go to a local organization as well, which is Bully Me Not. If you go on Facebook, or I believe it's Facebook, you can find the Bully Me Not tour as well. Here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. We want to make sure we focus on, and we are now back into session with school, and there are a lot of young men and young women who didn't have the summer they wanted, so they're taking it out on everybody else. We want everybody to understand that bullying is not acceptable. You do not have to accept bullying, and thank you so much for bringing that point out. We do have a Teen Glam organization, a part of the organization will be starting very soon, so we'll be making sure that we stay in contact with you there. You also have a book, I Speak Life, and I'm sorry we couldn't dig into that tonight. We have to have you come back. As a matter of fact, when our next team comes on, we'll have to sponsor your NBL Nation and as well as I Speak Life so that we can inform people of what their options are. And I want to put this out there. After you're done, and you understand that you don't have to tolerate bullying, and if you have ever been involved in a suicide attempt and you attempted suicide, there is help available for you. There are prevention hotlines that Nicole is about to tell us about. And also, please understand there are Christian counselors and Christian therapists as well that will help you on your journey to being made whole. Stopping the suicide is what heals you, but the process of being made whole must continue as we go on. I love Joshua Smith. He is a young man that is aspiring, not aspiring, he is on the map as well, and he has did a conference called After the Altar. So after we get through on the altar, y'all, and we get through, you know, binding and loosening, we got to be made whole. And so, Nicole, tell us about the the Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Tell us about that month. Also tell us about suicide prevention and where can we find you in your organization as we encounter other people who are facing suicide attempts.
Okay, so Suicide Prevention Month is next month, September, which is so fitting because it's my birthday month. So, yeah, it's next month, and there's a lot of things that my organization is going to be doing. We're going to be participating in suicide prevention walks. They have them all over the country. They're called Out of Darkness Walks, and they're very encouraging. They're free. I always encourage people to attend one of them because it'll change your whole perspective and perception, about what suicide, you know, is and how it affects people. So that's one thing that we do every year in September. As far as my organization is, anyone wants to contact my organization and talk to me, my phone number is on my website, but it's 919-295-2172. And then there's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and that is a very important number because they have trained counselors 24/7. And what a lot of people don't realize about that particular lifeline is that, number one, they have a chat. So if you go to their website and you don't feel like talking, you can chat with them. And number two, even if you are not suicidal but you have a friend who is, you can call the lifeline for your friend, and they'll tell you how to deal with your friend, and your friend doesn't even have to call. And so, you know, that's another amazing resource. And that number is 1-800-273-8255. So it's 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K.
Now, Nicole, tell us where we can find you on all the social media platforms. How can we locate you?
So I'm on Facebook, of course. You can look me up, facebook.com/Nicole. And my handle everywhere else for my organization, like Twitter and Instagram, is not on underscore my watch. And my personal one on Instagram is Nicole Watson, N-A-K-O-L-E Watson. And my Twitter is I Am God's House.
Awesome. Nicole is spelled. Okay, don't go there looking for her on the N-I-C-O-L-E, because that's what I did. It's not N-I-C-O-L-E. It's N-A-K-O-L-E, Nicole Watson, and not on underscore my watch on Twitter and Instagram. Please go by the website, I'll make sure I get this right, N-O-M-W.org, which is short for Not On My Watch, and more information from her. And also go to her website. She has written a book, I Speak Life, and that website is ispeaklife.com. And she's a blog there as well, and Nicole is very open and honest about how she about her journey and everything. So go by the website, read her blogs and everything, and make sure you contact her on all the social media platforms. Next month is Suicide Prevention Month, so we're going to do what we have to do as men and women of God and in the kingdom, not what we just what we have to do, but also what we love to do, and that's save another person's life. Okay? The best way to save a person's life is to be an ear. If you do nothing but sit there and listen, whether you agree or disagree, it does not matter. If you can just lend an ear, you'll be surprised at whose life you can save. Nicole Watson, thank you so much for joining us, and I got to have you come back so we can talk about your book. I really want to talk about the book, but I felt like we needed to go into the suicide prevention portion because September is coming up, and we want to give everybody all the information they can. Now, is what is going on locally in your area? You did mention it again. Can you say that again, locally in your area? What is going on for Suicide Prevention Month next month?
So in Fuquay Varina, which is near Raleigh, for anybody who lives in North Carolina, they should know what that is. My organization is attending the Out of Darkness Walk. It is the 25th. It's at 2 o'clock. We're going to all wear our T-shirts, and we're going to represent my organization. If you go to the American Association for Suicide Prevention website, it'll give you the list of all the walks that are going on in your state. But in my state, that's the one that I'm going to. But they have them, like, every single Saturday, just in different parts of the state.
Okay, so every Saturday in different parts of the state, but locally, if you want to meet up with Nicole, go by her website and her Facebook page, meet up with her, and go on this journey with them and support those that are in support of saving another one's life. Thank you again, Nicole. It's a pleasure interviewing you and having you on the show. I appreciate your time. most definitely appreciate your organization, and I pray that God will continue to use you as he has done already to save the lives of those that think they have no other way out but to end it. Thank you so much for your time. We love you here
Thank
at Glam
you.
Network Radio. We've been looking forward to this moment, and now that we have it, we'll have to do it again.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. All right, you guys, thank you so much. You're going into the second half of Power, Triumph, and Influence on the Glam Network Radio. GLAM is an acronym for God Loves All of Me. And guess what I got coming up next? Yes, I have artist Tara Butler-Jones. She's going to come and talk about this single I'm getting ready to play for you guys right after these messages.
This show segment is brought to you by Rise Management and Consulting Firm. Rise Management and Consulting Firm is helping you rebuild your credit. Learn how to understand your credit, read your credit score, understand your credit rights, repair your credit, legally watch your credit score improve within 30 days. You'll get consultations, unlimited email access, and 10% off your first product purchase. For more information, visit www.risemcf.com. That's www.risemcf.com. Or visit them on Facebook, Rise Management and Consulting Firm, helping you rebuild your credit.
Hey, no need for your approval. Nah, nah. By the ruler. Yeah, 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 yeah. No need for your approval, cause I'm made by him. Designed to explain I am who I am. Reaping up the harvest that he promised me. Fuck all you all, but you gon' have to walk from me. I confess I ain't been perfect all my life, but I am blessed and he forgave me when he died. Love my
Reaping up the harvest that he promised me. Talk all you want, but you gon'
And that was Valet Jones, I Am Who I Am. And we're going to bring Nicole back on the air. I want her to talk about her book. Our next guest is not going to be able to swing on through, so that's okay because Nicole can come back and talk about her book. Hello, Nicole?
I'm here.
Well, hey, welcome back.
Hey.
Well, thank you for joining us again for the second half. That was Tara Butler Jones, I Am Who I Am. And Nicole can come back and talk to me now about her other website and book, I Speak Life. And that's a journey also in itself that you started on. And I'm assuming that this was out of your journey in speaking to others about suicide prevention and whatnot. So talk to me about your book, I Speak Life.
Okay. So my book is called I Speak Life, A 30-Day Journey from Suicidal Ideation to Victorious Living. And it goes along with what you just said before we got off the air the first time. A lot of times people go to church and, you know, they're suicidal. They go to the altar, they get prayer, and then it's like, okay, I feel cool, my adrenaline, you know, I'm good, okay. But then they get home and it's like, wait, I kind of feel bad again, you know. And you don't want to treat church like a drug, like let me get my Sunday hit, let me get my Sunday, you know. And then the rest of the week you're like trying to kill yourself. And then, you know, Wednesday you get topped off a little bit, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you want to kill yourself, and then Sunday, you know, it's just, and I went through that.
Did you say you get topped off?
Yeah, you did. You get topped off on Wednesday. But, you know,
okay.
I went through that. And I just hated it because I'm like, you know, and I believe in the power of God. I believe in that. But, you know, when your leg is broken, you go to the altar and you go to the doctor and you get a cast. You don't just keep going to the altar. And if God wants to heal your leg, you know, one shot, hey, that's amazing. But, you know, if your leg is broken, you attend to it. If your blood sugar is high, you go to the altar, you go to the doctor, they give you that little diet, you follow it, you know, all of that. But when it comes to stuff
that's good.
In our minds, you know, we want to jump and shout, in tongues, and we don't understand that your brain is a body part, like your legs and your arms. And so it's important to take the same care of your mind that you would with your other body parts. So I wrote my book as a way to help people, especially in the church, because if there's one thing that I do not like that the church does, and I'm going to help them because I'm actually helpless. Because I'm actually coming out with another organization next year called the Love Bridge, bridging the gap between suicidal ideation and the church. So I'm going to help everybody.
Mm.
Need a few more
okay.
months. But, yeah. So people in church say stuff that they shouldn't say. Don't get up to church and say, if you want to kill yourself, go ahead, because you just want attention anyway. Don't say that. Don't get up in church and say, you just want to feel like that. Don't get up in church and say, well, you just want attention. Don't get up in church and say, well, you just entertain the spirits and you need to stop entertaining spirits. That may be true in some instances, or it may be that there are chemicals in your brain that aren't balanced, or there are things, neurons in your brain that are misfiring, or it could be that you have an unresolved issue from your childhood that you don't know how to deal with. And so it's manifesting in ways that cause you to want to escape your life. It's not always, like, I wasn't sitting around like, wow, I believe I'll entertain the suicide demon today because I don't have anybody to talk to on the phone. Everybody's at work. So let me just entertain the suicide demon. That's, and it bothers me, like, don't do that. And so my book is kind of like a way to say, you know, I don't know what to say to you, Mr. Suicidal Person, but I'm going to give you this book. And this lady who went through this, she wrote this book, and there you go. Because I would rather you invest $15 little dollars That's $3, $5 boxes. And give my book to somebody, then to say something crazy to them, to further damage them. And people in the church don't always do it intentionally. We just do what we heard our mamas and our dad, because, you know, you could fall on the floor and bust your head wide open, and your grandma would be like, go on in there and sit down. Ain't nothing wrong with you. And you'd be like, but I busted my head open. Like, what do you mean? You know, and so a lot of times we say the things that we have been taught or the things that we have heard people say. People don't mean any harm, but because this is such a fragile thing, I'm going to need for you not to do that. So basically, in my book, it's 30 days. I talk about a lot of the things that caused me to be suicidal, and every day I give you a scripture, a declaration, a story, like an encouraging, inspiring story, and then I challenge you to write something about your life, because writing is therapeutic. And one thing that a lot of suicidal people deal with is they don't have anybody to talk to. They don't think anybody understands. They don't, you know, they just, and they hold things in. Well, if you can't tell anybody, you can get a pen, you can write in this book, and you can get it out. And then the amazing thing is that when God delivers you, because one thing that I believe in who I am. I believe in what God has given me to do. And I believe that, and I tell people, if you come in contact with me and my organization, you will not die by suicide, because the name of my organization is not on my watch. So as long as I have eyes, as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm breathing, if God allows you to cross my path or me to cross your path, you're not going to die by this method. Now, you know, if God decides to take you because you finish all the stuff you have to do in your life, that's fine. But taking your own life, you're not doing that because you came in contact with me. That's how much faith I have in God and who God has made me. So we don't even do that. But at the end of this, the beauty is you can look back and see everything you wrote about and see what makes you mad and what makes you sad and how you have overcome, you know, the obstacles in your life.
That's awesome, Nicole. And I wanted you to get all of that out, because one of the things that we learn, that I don't think we learn enough of, is listening. We don't listen enough. We always talking, or we over talk people, and we always got something to say. But one of the ways that we actually sit and counsel and talk to people who are facing suicide is listening. It's one of the greatest tools that you could ever give someone who wants to take their own life, is to have your ear close to them, that they may be able to talk things out and get things off the chest. Most of the time, strangers are the best ones, people who don't know you, they don't know anything about you, and most of the time, anonymous works, and people have a tendency to be more open with someone who can't look at them funny or can't look at them differently or can't look at them strange and say, you know, I know what you tried to do. Suicide prevention in the church is needed, but there's a process to this, all of this, and that is, after we get up off the floor, after we get hands laid on us and everything, there is a process, and healing begins in the church. Wholeness is something that we start in our whole entire life. My husband said that the other day. He said healing is one thing. We get healed, you know, but wholeness is where the soul is ministered to on a consistent basis, where progress must happen. And a lot of the people in the church, souls are wounded and they're not being made whole. And so I thank you, Nicole, for joining us tonight and just really sharing us with me your passion. And she is very passionate about it. She might sound like a little short, tiny person, but if you watch her on social media, she's very, very adamant and very out there when it comes to helping people walk this journey. She's passionate about it. She's lived through it. She's victorious in it, and she's very, very open about helping others overcome these trials of life. And there's so many things that, and I want to speak to our audience, there's so many things that could actually cause you to think, have suicidal thoughts. But there's one thing that we do know, and that's, and rest for sure, that Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the light. And you don't have to suffer alone. That's why God sent us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. And if you're listening and you don't know him as your Lord and as your Savior, know him. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, you are saved. And you believe that, you are saved. And so your next process now is to allow Jesus to be the rule of your life. Allow his love to come and envelop your space, but allow his love to come and blanket you right now, and allow his love to cover you. The Bible says that there is no fear in love, and that kind of love that we have for you, you don't have to be afraid to talk. You don't have to be afraid to open up. You don't have to be afraid to let us know that you are battling. And listen, if you really, really want to talk to someone, Nicole, give us the number that we contact your organization. Also give us the number to Suicide Prevention Hotline again. And then when you're done, I'm going to give my number as well. So if there's anyone out listening right now and you have a need, you feel like you can't make it, you can call one of these three numbers. Go ahead and give us those two first, Nicole.
Okay, so the number to my organization, not on my watch, is 919-295-2172. That's 919-295-2172. The number to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-TALK. And their website is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. That's where you can go and chat with someone if you're not able to talk.
And also you can call the GLAM Network and House of Glory at 770-450-5463. And someone is willing to take their time to speak with you. And it goes beyond just making that phone call. So if you need more help, by all means, let us know. We have and know ministries in all areas all over the United States that will help you. And be able to walk this life in wholeness and be complete in your life. The next phase of your journey is called life, and we want you to enjoy it at all costs, okay? So we are here for you. Nicole, thank you once again for being available for us for the second half. You can go to her website again. Her organization is called Not On My Watch, and the website address is nomw.org. And you can also go to her website. She's written a book, I Speak Life. She's an author, too. And that website address is ispeaklifebook.com. That's ispeaklifebook.com for more information on Nicole. And, Nicole, tell us one more time where we can find you on social media one more again.
Okay, so on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/Nicole. That's my actual page. You can go to my Twitter, which is I Am God's House, if you want to, or my Instagram is Nicole Watson, my name, N-A-K-O-L-E Watson. My organization is not_on_my_watch on Twitter and Instagram.
Amen. I just said amen like we were at the church, but, you know, it is what it is. When the Spirit of the Lord is on it, you just say amen. So we're going to say amen on that.
Hey,
thank you again, Nicole. Amen. Thank you so much, Nicole, for joining me again. And by all means, please come back again and share more with us. And maybe come back and do a 5-minute or 10-minute spot next month, since it is Suicide Prevention Month. Thank you so much, Nicole, and we thank you again for joining us one more time. Listen, if you guys are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, GLAM will be doing some wonderful things coming up very, very soon, and we're going to be shifting gears very, very soon. We thank God for the opportunity to reach out across the airwaves and do what we do. And we're grateful that we have the opportunity to grace your eardrums with so many of the wonderful, wonderful guests that we've had so far. This is the Power, Triumph, and Influence media series brought to you by GLAM Network Radio. And GLAM is an acronym for God Loves All of Me. And we do this every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. We've been on the air since June, and our goal is to interview 50 to 60 women, power couples, and female teenagers who are going to give us their wonderful journeys and testimonies of power, triumph, and influence. I have a young lady that is 14 years old, I believe. She's going to be on here next month. Her name is Faith, and she's going to talk to us about her music and her life as a teenager. So we're going to make sure all the Teen GLAM organization girls are on and ready to ask questions and do their thing. We're going to really, really promote that show indefinitely. So all you moms out there, you want your daughters to have a positive influence or someone they can look up to, by all means, make sure that you tune in on that day. I'll make sure I post it. If you need to, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and we are I am GLAM, I-N-T-L, with underscores in between all those words, and we'll simplify that very soon for you. But go ahead and find me on Twitter and Instagram, and we'll make sure that you all get all the information that you need. Also, if you're interested in any of our guests that we've had on so far, go to the website, thetotalwomanglam.com, and all of our guests and former guests will be right there for you to look them up and check them out. We are very, very excited for what God has done with GLAM Network Radio so far. So this is Crystal P. Willingham signing off with you tonight, and we're looking forward to seeing you again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and have an awesome, awesome day.
People always talking, can listen to what they say. They'll always have an opinion, can let your haters persuade. Sometimes you need to walk alone.
Join me every Tuesday and Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio / GLAM Network Radio. Every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Power, Triumph, and Influence. Brought to you by GLAM International. Please join me again every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com / GLAM Network Radio. Or you can dial in by phone 646-668-8135. Or, for more information, visit my website, thetotalwomanglam.com.